入試直前まとめ C 第17回リスニング問題。これから1の問題、聞き取り検査を行います。問題1、これから短い英文を読みます。英文は括弧1から括弧5まで5つあります。それぞれの英文を読む前に日本語で内容に関する質問をします。その質問に対する答えとして最も適切なものを、あからえの中から一つずつ選び、その符号を書きなさい。なお、英文については2回ずつ読みます。では、始めます。括弧1。これから読む英文の内容を正しく表した絵はどれでしょう？
This is a picture which was taken when I was 7 years old. I am wearing a Japanese kimono and sitting between my brother and sister.
もう一度繰り返します。
This is a picture which was taken when I was 7 years old. I am wearing a Japanese kimono and sitting between my brother and sister.
括弧2。これから読む英文は、シンジの情報収集に関するものです。シンジは今、通常何によって情報を得ていますか？
There are different ways to get news. A few years ago, I watched TV to get news. Now, I usually use a computer. The internet is useful to know about the world. But,Our teacher tells us to read newspapers. She sometimes uses them as a textbook in her class.
繰り返します。
There are different ways to get news. A few years ago, I watched TV to get news. Now, I usually use a computer. The internet is useful to know about the world.But our teacher tells us to read newspapers. She sometimes uses them as a textbook in her class.
括弧3。これから読む英文は、太郎の電話にオーストラリアからの留学生スティーブが残したメッセージです。スティーブは、太郎に今日何をするよう頼んでいるでしょう。
Hi, Taro. This is Steve. I'm going to see the baseball game next Sunday. I want to see the game with you. Can you come? It starts at 3:30 in the afternoon. If you are free, come to the station at 2:30 and we will go by bus. Please call me after 5:30 this evening.
もう一度繰り返します。
Hi, Taro. This is Steve. I'm going to see the baseball game next Sunday. I want to see the game with you. Can you come? It starts at 3:30 in the afternoon. If you are free, come to the station at 2:30 and we will go by bus. Please call me after 5:30 this evening.
4。これから読む英文は、ケンとナンシーとの会話です。その会話の最後で、ナンシーが一言付け加えるとすると、どの表現が最も適切でしょう。なお、ナンシーが一言付け加えるところで、チャイムが鳴ります。
What time do you usually get up in the morning, Nancy?
I usually get up at 6:50.But today I got up at 6:15 because I had to finish my homework before going to school. What time do you usually get up, Ken?
I get up at 6 every morning.
もう一度繰り返します。
What time do you usually get up in the morning, Nancy?
I usually get up at 6:50, but today I got up at 6:15 because I had to finish my homework before going to school. What time do you usually get up, Ken?
I get up at 6 every morning.
これから読む英文は、ある中学校で教えているスミス先生が、授業の初めに話したものです。冬休み中、先生がアメリカへ帰らなかったのはなぜでしょう。
Hi everyone. How was your winter vacation? I want to tell you about mine. I was going to go back to America for Christmas, but I stayed here because my parents wanted to come to Japan. They stayed in Shiga for a week. One day I took them to Lake Biwa. We enjoyed watching birds and taking their pictures. It was very cold, but Lake Biwa in winter was beautiful. Now, everyone, please tell me about your winter vacation in English.
もう一度繰り返します。
Hi, everyone. How was your winter vacation? I want to tell you about mine.I was going to go back to America for Christmas, but I stayed here because my parents wanted to come to Japan. They stayed in Shiga for a week. One day, I took them to Lake Biwa. We enjoyed watching birds and taking their pictures. It was very cold, but Lake Biwa in winter was beautiful. Now, everyone, please tell me about your winter vacation in English.
問題2。これから読む英文は、中学生の道代が英語の授業の時間に新聞についてスピーチをした時のものです。この英文を聞いて、括弧1から括弧3の問いに答えなさい。英文を聞く前に、まず括弧1から括弧3の質問文を読みなさい。なお、英文は2回読みます。
Hello everyone. Today I would like to talk about a newspaper. I get up at 6 and walk my dog. After that, I read a newspaper every morning. I was not interested in news very much. But one day, my teacher said to me, "It is good for you to read a newspaper every day because you can learn about our society better. If you read a newspaper,You will learn a lot of new things in our society. Now I read the news about Japan and the world every day. But sometimes, some words in the newspaper are not easy, and I don't understand them. Then I usually ask my brother about them. He also reads a newspaper every day, so he knows a lot of words in it, and he always tells me about them.He often talks about his ideas about the news, too. Now I enjoy reading a newspaper because I can find a lot of useful and important things in it. Everyone, why don't you start your day by reading a newspaper? Thank you.
もう一度繰り返します。
Hello, everyone.Today I would like to talk about a newspaper. I get up at 6 and walk my dog. After that, I read a newspaper every morning. I was not interested in news very much. But one day, my teacher said to me, "It is good for you to read a newspaper every day because you can learn about our society better. If you read a newspaper,You will learn a lot of new things in our society. Now I read the news about Japan and the world every day. But sometimes, some words in the newspaper are not easy, and I don't understand them. Then I usually ask my brother about them. He also reads a newspaper every day. So he knows a lot of words in it, and he always tells me about them. He often talks about his ideas about the news, too. Now I enjoy reading a newspaper because I can find a lot of useful and important things in it. Everyone, why don't you start your day by reading a newspaper? Thank you.
これで1の問題、聞き取り検査を終わります。回答の済んだ人は2の問題以降に進みなさい。